This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Among the writings that I did, and as I've pointed out on many occasions, that I wrote because of a need, not because I am a writer, or normally or naturally a writer, and as such, I wanted to just express myself. So, among the writings was a set of books connected with Arabic, because I was teaching in the Manarat school, and I utilized material which had been prepared for King Saud University. Dr. Mahmoud Sini had developed a book called Al-Arabiya Aswatuha wa Hurufuha, which taught reading and writing utilizing the latest developments in language teaching, etc. It was, of course, in Arabic, taught and explained everything in Arabic. But I began to teach it, providing English explanations of the material, and I found it was very beneficial and helpful to students at Manara and students outside of Manara to Riyadh. And when I went to the UAE, I published it there under the heading Arabic Reading and Writing Made Easy in 1995. Of course, during that period, I was also teaching in the American University in Dubai as an adjunct professor in Islamic Studies, Arabic, providing it for non-Arabs, etc. So I also used it teaching there. And of course, for the non-Arabs, I was teaching Arabic. So I also developed another text called Arabic Grammar Made Easy. This is the text. Of course, the reading and writing texts are many, but the approach taken by Dr. Mahmoud Sini was quite different. And that's the approach that I took and I taught by, and I found it very, very effective, rather than the traditional way as taught in the ancient texts that are still around from the 13th century till today. Likewise, the learning of Arabic, I took another step, which was based on research which had been done by Dr. Sini, where he identified words according to the frequency of usage in the language, whether in the Quran, whether in newspapers, whether in speeches, etc., etc. And so what I did was, based on the frequency of usage, I designed the book, Arabic Grammar Made Easy, on that foundation. The first lesson is called Fi, and it focuses on this preposition Fi, which means in, because this is the most frequently used word in Arabic. So it builds an explanation and sentences and everything, because obviously you have to go through setting up sentences, and I worked with nominal sentences which had no verbs in them, you know, up to a point, then I had to add verbs, etc. But it was based on this basic principle of frequency of usage. So even the vocabulary which was added, you know, because vocabulary has to be built whilst the language structure is taught, I maintained the practice of using vocabulary which was most frequently used in the language. Arabic Grammar Made Easy. It's called Book One because there was a Book Two made, But this was developed much later on. It was developed by 2010 when I taught this first level and second level Arabic course for the International Open University. So in the second level, I expanded on this original book, Arabic Grammar Made Easy, called Book One, expanding more on the exercises, etc., that are there, and then developed enough of the verbal sentences, you know, to build what became Book Two. I pray that these books continue to benefit. People are purchasing it in different parts of the world and benefiting from it. I pray that it will help bring people closer to the Quran, because that was the intent, to be able to read the Quran and understand it. We pray that both texts will be around for some time to come and continue to benefit people. And we hope that they will pray for us. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.